Daring to tell the truth. About an hour after this happened, oil prices set a new record, passing $133 a barrel, which means the U.S. now spends $1 trillion a year on oil. Tonight, we begin with what, if anything, can be done about it. But here's something to remember the next time you fill up your tank. At today's hearings, a sarcastic senator demanded the oil execs state how much money they earn from their hugely profitable companies. Listen.
Last year, what was your compensation, counting all the amounts that you have to list in salary, deferred compensation, and so forth?
In total, about $12.5 million.
Thank you, Mr. Lowell. What was yours?
My compensation.
Press the button.
I'm sorry. I know it's a matter of public record. I don't know the exact amount.
Well, Mr. Lowell, I wish I made enough money that I didn't even have to know how much I make. Is it over, say, $100,000 a year?
Yes, sir.
Is it considerably over $100,000 a year?
Yes, sir. It would be.
Is it over $1 million a year?
Yes, sir.
You know, do you suppose you might be able to find out how much you make and let us know?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Robertson?
I'm in the same boat. It's certainly well over $1 million. It's public record.
Is it over $2 million?
Yes, it is, sir.
Is it over $3 million?
Yes, sir.
Is it over $4 million?
I don't remember. I don't know because it depends. There's a whole bunch of ways of making
money,
but I'll tell you that
it's
several million dollars.
If I made over $4 million a year, I probably wouldn't remember either. But
several million dollars, and I'd be happy to provide it. It's in our proxy statement, and it's a matter of public record.
We've had witnesses here before. I don't remember. I hope you will recall and send it in to us. Mr. Hoffmeister, you can probably see where this is going.
My income is not publicly reported because it is not within the top five executives of my company. But for the record, it was about $2.2 million.
Thank you, and thank you for your honesty. Mr. Malone.
Chairman, mine is not a matter of the public record either, but it's in excess of $2 million.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so after we saw that, we had to ask our friends at CNN Money to check the public records and find out what these guys really made last year. And here is what we found. ConocoPhillips Executive Vice President John Lowe, the first guy who couldn't remember his income last year, well, he made more than $5.5 million. Easy to forget, right? The other guy who couldn't remember, Chevron Vice Chairman Peter Robinson, he made $14 million. Even ExxonMobil's J. Stephen Simon, the guy who said right away that he made $12.5 million, well, he was actually a little short. His income's more like $15 million. Anyway, we're going to have more on the oil executives and what you pay for gas coming up in just a minute. But